Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, reminding you to refer to the chart whenever it comes to your decisions on what you're going to text in today. Never forget, the chart says elite, above mediocre, mediocre, sub-mediocre, and bad.
And we're at where?
You are at sub-mediocre right now.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't mean that you can't move up. You could also move down. But after last night's game, you are where you are. Let's turn to our good friend, Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. A little sleepy, but other than that, okay.
Thank you for waking up and talking with us. We really appreciate it, all the work you do for us.
Can you sleep on planes?
I wanted to point out to Kevin that 30 straight now.
There you go, man.
That's a good point.
So, and we talked about this to start off the show. Like, and Corey did a really good job explaining it. Two things can be true. The Raiders' offense can be terrible, but also you can think that the defense played well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at it, and I know everybody likes to qualify things, but they did what they needed to do, right? They dominated.
Yes. Yes.
Offense. As a matter of fact, you know, it was 16 points. They gifted them three, right, with the fumble. And it was at, like, the 15-yard line, and they forced them to kick a field goal. So, I thought, they played other games that you thought they were going to dominate, and they didn't do so, right?
Yep.
You know, somebody said something to me before the game, and I said, remember the Cardinals, okay? You know, they were 2-5, had lost, what, 5 straight?
Yep.
And they dominated the Cowboys. So, I thought it was a improved effort defensively. I thought that, you know, somebody said this to me before the game when talking about the new guys that were down. It was like 6 guys were going to be new on the defense. And then Jerry mentioned it this morning with you guys. It was like it was a new defense. It wasn't the same old, same old. There were new players out there, and I think for the majority, they showed up and made a difference in the game. So the fact that you held somebody to 20, not only held them to 27 yards rushing, but you forced them to give up trying to run the ball and throw those little dink-out passes to Ashton Jeanty, and it was like it seemed like he was gaining so many yards. Well, he was just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and I think he ended up with it was almost like 1 yard a carry or so. He had 6 catches for 27 yards. So yeah, as long as the ball's not going down the field, I'll absorb that any day.
And, hey, he averaged 1.2 yards per carry, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah, it was running the ball. So they gave up on it, right, and were forced to throw out in space. And the Cowboys are like, you know what? I'll let you have all those you want, but you're not getting the ball down the field.
You know, a player that you'd mentioned a few different times over the past 2 weeks, Jerry was really effusive with his praise of this morning was Malik Hooker. I know we're all focused on the players back from other players back from injury and the trade players, and I appreciate all of that. But how important was it to get Malik Hooker back out there?
Yeah, that's that. You know, it's almost like, you know, we always worried about who's making the play calls, who's wearing the green dot in the helmet. But your free safety is kind of running things from behind, right? Because he can see everything. And I thought the communication, the consistency of getting guys lined up, I thought was really, really good. And I thought it was very noticeable. Now, they leaked a couple plays. I get it. But, again, I thought it was an improvement that they had their two starting safeties out there. They had the two guys they acquired at the trade deadline out there, and they had the two guys coming off the reserve list out there, and you noticed everybody out there at some point in the game. So that's six guys, and the thing I noticed also was if you look at the snap counts, they played everybody in the game. The only guy that didn't play was Joe Milton. So 23 guys on defense and 17 guys on offense, I see, got snapped. So I thought that was pretty impressive.
You kind of feel like Joe Milton should have been able to kneel the ball down then.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and kneel. And how about that, the irony? They kneeled out the game, and it was for Marshawn Nealon.
I like the play on words, man.
I had not thought about that.
Yeah, I really do like the play on words on that. Okay.
You know that made him hit the under, right? Mickey's very concerned about the betting odds. You realize that made it hit the under, right?
No, I didn't see any of that. I was in Vegas. I couldn't look at any board.
That is true, because he, like,
true.
I was hearing last night, Babe was like, I can't even touch the slot machines here. So, will we ever truly get to the bottom of what happened with Pickens and Lamb?
Well, I think we got a pretty good idea, right? From what Jerry said this morning, sounds like
they
were late for something, and it sounds like it might have been a meeting. At least they made the charter flight, right? They weren't late for that.
In your face, and Michael Irvin.
I told you the story about Michael Irvin.
Yes, yeah.
They just left him behind. It's like, what time are we supposed to leave? 2:00. What time is it? 2:05. Let's go.
Time to go.
He'll find his way to Detroit.
That being said, Pickens had a pretty good game, and
pretty good.
Yeah, I would say it was pretty good. He made. I can't decide.
Corey has really high standards.
Did I like most the touchdown where he cut back and juked out four people, or the one down the sideline where he just kept picking up extra yards? Because that was
down the sideline for sure.
That was an awesome play.
Schottenheimer made mention of it. He was like there on the sideline. It's like, okay, get out of bounds, don't lose the ball, and he just kept going and going, and it was like one of those energy deals, right? He just hit fast forward and he wouldn't go down. But again, here's the deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why do teams think they have somebody that can go man-to-man with him and cover him? It just surprises me.
Is his success because CeeDee Lamb?
At times, they're playing single safety high, mm-hmm. and before the snap, the safety, who's not on the TV camera, right, is inching towards CeeDee Lamb, right? And it's like, seriously, do you see what George Pickens is doing to you? He's just going to take that guy and run that slant all day long, or run the in-out pattern, and you're not going to cover him. And he ends up with 144 yards. And next thing you look, he's already got 900 yards receiving in 10 games.
Wow.
And think about that.
Yeah.
That, you know, Mickey, before this season.
And think about, yeah, not only that, and then you saw the impact the trade for Quinnen Williams was. And I wonder if those guys, and I can't remember, it might have been both, either NFL.com or ESPN, they gave the Cowboys F
yep.
for that trade.
Yep.
Well, stick that F you know where.
I was kind of hoping you were going to say it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have dumped it. We would have just let it go. Yeah, we would have let it ride. It would have been awesome.
But, I mean, he was, and he should have been dominant inside, right? They were without both their starting guards.
Yeah.
And they paid a heavy price. And the thing that I was most impressed with, not just his production, but he pulled everybody along with him. All of a sudden, they can't just sit there and double-team Kenny Clark all day long, right? Because that ain't going to get it done. So you're going to single block him? Well, here comes Kenny Clark, and here comes Ezeraku, right? And all of a sudden, these other guys start showing up that really hadn't showed up that much previously because they were taking out the tackles and able to live by it and talk about it. But not this time. That guy is a load in the middle. Like I said, it wasn't just the stats, which were impressive for a guy that had three practices with the Cowboys, but just how then they had to kind of center on him, and the other guys stepped up, and now all of a sudden Osa is getting sacks, and Kenny Clark's getting sacks, and they're putting undue pressure on Geno Smith.
Though you said before the season that there was a very, who are you going to cover? And I think that's one of the things that's playing out, Mickey, when it comes to Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, that's starting to play out even more. But in addition to that last night, how did you like when the Cowboys went for it on fourth down after that Lipke extra push that he got them to that spot?
Yeah, I like being aggressive. And not just irresponsibly aggressive. I think they figured, hey, we're sort of moving the football. Let's not kick another field goal, right? Or kick a field goal. Just go for it. And you can make those decisions when your defense is holding the other
yes.
team to field goals, right? When the Cowboys, and I know they kicked two field goals early in the game, but it was, what, the outset of the second quarter, and
right.
it was 6-3. Do you realize that's the first lead they've had since they went up on the first, I believe it was the first possession against Denver, 3-0?
It's been a rough run.
They hadn't had a lead since then.
Wow.
Till that moment, right? And so playing ahead sometimes also allows you to be a tad more aggressive in decisions like that.
You know what I really liked about that going forward as well? It felt like a reward for Hunter Lipke, who turned what would have been a fourth and probably four into a fourth and one. Because that pivot move and like turn out of the tackle that he made, I thought that was a great play and ended up getting them an extra 4 points with a touchdown as opposed to the field goal.
And it was sort of a reward for him because they were using the fullback quite a bit because they needed to take care of the blocking assignments up front. And give some credit to the tight ends, too, the number of times they went two tight ends, a couple, three tight ends. It was almost like, okay, Max Crosby, you made your play. You're not going to wreck our offense. And they made a point of being able to handle him in several different ways after that hit that, I don't know, you could have made an argument for that his hand was going forward on that fumble. That gifted him 3 points that, mm-hmm. You know, they would have only had 13 points in the game.
Well, I predicted 16, so I was okay with it, you know.
All right, way to go.
Thank you, Mickey. I really appreciate that. The offensive line last night looked pretty, like, that's the offensive line you've wanted. How did you feel about what they were able to do last night?
Yeah, that was much better than what we've seen in the last two games. You know, you didn't see Dak running for his life the whole time. Now, he got some pressure, but it was pressure that he could escape and throw on the run if need be. You know, they ran for, what, 90, or Williams ran for 93 yards. And for the majority of those, that you know, they were at least getting 3 yards a shot. At one point in the game, they were averaging 5-6 yards a carry. And it shows you what you can do if you can run the football, which they had struggled with the past two games. So what did they end up with, like 114 yards rushing, something like that?
It would only take Ashton Gentry 90 carries to get that.
Could they have thrown one more little dump pass to the outside to him? They gave up on running the ball, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which Troy Aikman was very adamant that that was a ridiculous plan on their part. But, hey, you know what? They lost. Cowboys won. Mickey, thank you very much for your time today, good sir. We will get back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go. It's game week already.
Yeah, well, here we are getting ready for Philly. There goes Mickey Spagnuolo, our Cowboys insider.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.